AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Attention in the war in Ukraine has been focused on the aftermath of the rebellion by Russian mercenary forces, but the war continues to take a human toll. Russian missiles struck Kramatorsk in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, killing at least four people, including a child. In this country, Georgia's Secretary of State has an appointment Wednesday with federal prosecutors. Sagar Magani explains.
2.5 years ago,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Trump had urged Brad Raffensperger in a phone call to help reverse Joe Biden's win in Georgia. Raffensperger scheduled to speak with special counsel Jack Smith's prosecutors. He testified last year before a special grand jury in Fulton County as part of a separate probe into Trump's effort to overturn the Georgia result. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Texas continues to swelter under a heat dome, and demand on the power grid is pushing records. Energy expert Doug Lewin.
Really low demand at night, rising throughout the day, and then, you know, peaking in that 3, 4, 5 o'clock zone, and then a steep decline.
And he says the grid should be able to handle it.
There have not been summer outages in Texas in over a generation at least.
Canada's wildfires continue to burn despite rain in Quebec, and it's sending smoke across the Great Lakes region. Pretty Marwa lives in Chicago.
This is bad. Like, you can smell it bad.
And malaria reports have Florida ramping up mosquito control.
The Florida Department of Health has issued a statewide mosquito-borne illness advisory. That's after four locally contracted cases of malaria were reported along the Gulf Coast south of Tampa. Officials say the four residents of Sarasota County received treatment and have recovered. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. The International African American Museum has opened in Charleston, South Carolina. Norman Hall on what you'll find.
The 150,000 square foot facility houses exhibits, artifacts, and explores how African American labor, perseverance, resistance, and culture shaped the Carolinas, the nation, and the world. The museum, which also houses a genealogy research center, overlooks the old wharf in Charleston, at which nearly half of the enslaved population first entered North America. The irony was noted by actor-educator Felicia Rashad.
Today, Charleston can forever be recorded as the place where generations of true history and stories were set free to be honored.
Museum Learning Center head Malika Pryor says the opening comes at a time when the idea of the African-American experience being quintessential to the American experience is being challenged around the nation. I'm Norman Hall.
Thank you, Norman, and thanks for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.